Think this is a coincidence? I'm here to tell you it isn't. And the reason I'm going public with this, as obviously a white guy, is because, you know, in the black community, you know, black folks can talk to other black folks about this, and they can say things like, yeah, there's a racial targeting genocidal agenda of the medical system, and some other person might say to them, oh, you're just saying that because you're black. I'm saying it, and I'm white. I guarantee I'm white, last time I checked. This is real. This is happening. The black communities are being specifically targeted by the medical system. The black communities disproportionately suffer under the mass poisoning of the water supply. And also, by the way, of the food supply. That's a whole nother discussion. But if you look at the food that is available in black communities, typically, it is food that is almost engineered to cause cancer, to cause diabetes, to cause heart disease. It is food that is essentially poison. And you don't find the same types of food available in the inner city, predominantly black communities, especially if they're low-income communities. And so the options are completely different. And I know I'm probably gonna get some hate on this video from some white folks saying, you know, I'm stirring up racism. I'm not stirring up anything but the truth here. I'm telling you what I see as an investigator, as a human being. I cannot stay silent and watch this agenda of poisoning of any children, whether they're black or white or Latino or Asian, you name it. It is criminal no matter where it's happening, but I just happen to notice that it is predominantly happening in the black communities. And so I wanted to go on the record as a white guy, as a science researcher, as an author, as an investigative journalist, as a whistleblower. I wanted to go on the record and tell you, any of you who are willing to listen, willing to share this video with people you know who might live in some of these communities, I'm willing to go on the record and tell you this is real. There is a genocidal, racist, perhaps eugenics agenda inside in the public health establishment. It is very real. It is there. You know, and I haven't even talked about abortion clinics and where they're located. That's a different topic, a different debate. But when it comes to poisoning the water supply, when it comes to poisoning the children with vaccines and causing autism, when it comes to profiteering off the suffering of cancer patients, it's all white people setting up these things in black communities to profit from disease and suffering. Or to keep black folks down, to keep them suppressed, like the lead in the water. I mean, think about it. It sounds like a James Bond villain, you know, to poison the water supply and keep the people dumbed down so that you can control them, you know. But it's actually happening. They actually did it. The EPA covered it up. The Michigan state officials covered it up, and that's why they've been arrested and charged with crimes. They actually did it. And it's astonishing that even anybody's actually...
Talk about depopulation, and what are your thoughts on that as well, Reza? Because, I mean, that's been floating around. Some folks say it's rumor, some folks say it's fact.
Ooh, okay.
What's your argument on that?
Well, I'll say this. See, this is the beauty when we deal with actual facts.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go straight to the United States government policy. You have what's called the National Security Study Memorandum 200, also known as NSSM 200, which was authorized, written under Dr. Henry Kissinger, who was the 32nd Secretary of State under President Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford. Pardon me. Documentation. Now, this is all we go straight to what the U.S. government has stated.
Mm-hmm.
He stated, quote, depopulation should be the highest priority of U.S. foreign policy towards the third world, end quote. They literally stated in this documentation that we need to get rid of 2 to 3 billion people on planet Earth. Outside of that, you have something called Global 2000, which was also authorized under Jimmy Carter, outlining how food can be used as a weapon. Outside of that, you had someone by the name of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who was a former advisor to President Jimmy Carter, who stated, quote, in earlier times, it was easier to control 1 million people than to physically kill 1 million people. He said, but now it is infinitely easier to kill 1 million people than it is to control, end quote. So what you're dealing with is the food, the air, the water, reproductive services, Planned Parenthood, and all these different arenas are being used to go towards an effort of getting rid of human beings, black, white, and all in between, by the billions. by a government-sponsored, pharmaceutically-sponsored conspiracy. Now, a conspiracy is when two or more groups, people, or organizations come together to do something that is evil and or wicked. Conspiracy is a real thing. Conspiracy theory is when you're not sure of what is happening. That's a theory. We're dealing with conspiracy fact, conspiracy documentation, conspiracy organized calculated schemes that are being conducted by people on high. And guess what? Again, they coming after black and white folks and all in between. Black folks are number one. Don't ever get it twisted. We are the number one target. But at this point, they are looking at the reality that people are waking up too fast. They didn't expect us to wake up too fast. Hence, social media being a problem, a gift and a curse. You see what I'm saying? So now that we're waking up so quickly, they didn't expect the masses of humanity to rise up, wake up, become aware of what this government's agenda is. And because of that, now they're trying to figure out exactly how to get rid of people. They said these white folks is waking up. They're coming against us. Their government. Black folks is waking up. They're coming against us. So now at this point, they're like, well, just get rid of them all.
All you scared to death Negroes.
No weapon formed against us shall prosper. It won't work. To the elites, to the kings of this dark world, go ahead. Throw your calamities our way. Your monkeypox, your COVID, your donkeypox, whatever else you got up your little sleeve. Because the people of the Most High are covered. So whatever you do is gonna boomerang back on you. You can hide in your caves, in your little bunkers, come up with all kinds of little things to throw at us in your little satanic pea brain. But guess what? Our Father is going to find you in your caves, in your bunkers, and snuff you out. So, beware, because our Father's coming for you.